Hello.
Hi, Sydney. It's Biggie calling from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Just following up, I received your doctor's form from the telehealth. That is done. That looks perfect. So I just wanted to help you out with the next steps.
Okay. I appreciate that. I was getting ready. I got an appointment too.
Oh, okay. Should I try to call you tomorrow or Monday?
How long would it take right now?
Just a few minutes. I just want to tell you what we're up to next. Okay,
Okay.
so the next part of the process is getting financially approved from the county assistance office. Did you submit any bank statements or any financial documents at your first assessment?
Did I submit any?
Any bank statements or financial documents yet?
Bank statement? I don't know. I don't have any bank statement.
Do you have a bank account?
No, not well. I'm trying. I'm in a process of opening one up.
Okay, did you have one
But
in the last 5 years?
no.
No. Okay, perfect. So I would say hold off on opening it up just for a week or two, because then we'll have to prove all the information with it and all your cash that's inserted. So let's leave
Okay.
that for a second.
All right.
Do you
So
have any
we don't
licensure?
open in the bank account,
Yeah, I
basically.
would if you
All
can.
right, Cash App don't count, right?
Cash App, there it's not going to count unless they see it into a bank. If you had a bank account and you had a Cash App transfer, they would ask you for your Cash App statements. But if we don't tell them about it, then I don't think they'll ask for it.
Right, but I don't think all right, only thing I've had from Cash App was like people sending me money, like, or
Right.
I've like spent like $2 or $3 on this little casino thing, like little
Yeah,
game thing, you know what I mean?
that's fine. You don't. If people send you money to Cash App, where does it go? It stays in a Cash App account, or you have a it had like a debit
Oh
card with a
no, it
debit
stays
card.
in the Cash App account. And then I just
Okay.
go, like take the money out. They try to help me, you know what I mean? As far as,
Okay. So we're not going to submit any bank statements, and they'll if they find an account or something, they'll let us know, and we'll have to look into that. Do you have a life insurance policy?
a life insurance policy?
Yeah.
No, well, Islamically, so like, it's like yes and no. I'm gonna say no, due according to what you're talking about, which is as far as
If you have any life insurance policy on your name, then we need to get the cash value of it. Do you have any on your name?
well, no, I don't. No,
No? Okay.
no.
If you're telling me no and there is something on your name, the county assistance office will find it and ask us for it. So
Right.
if that comes up, I'll let you know.
Right.
What else did I want to ask
But
you? Do you
like
get
the most I'm talking about as far as like I was arrested, and then
Oh, no, that's not
during Ramadan, it's like they ask you like far as if something was to happen to you there or whatever, and said it would still carry over, that they would basically just that I'm to be buried Islamically. That's
Oh,
basically it.
okay.
Yeah, and like they're
Okay,
gonna make
that's
sure
fine.
that happens, basically. All right.
Okay. Do you get Social Security?
Not yet. No.
Not yet. You're working on that too?
Yes, that's I am.
Okay. Do you
That's
have
why
any
everyone's
income?
been helping me with the Cash App thing once it became little
Right.
15, 20. You know what I mean? It's like,
Yeah.
all right.
Do you have any income at all? How do you pay for yourself?
Not right now. Just help. Seriously, it's like,
Okay, do you own your home?
they no.
You're staying with somebody and they're
Yes.
supporting you, right?
Yes, help him. Yes.
Okay. Is that person related to you or a friend?
Girlfriend.
A girlfriend. Okay, so what we would do is instead of submitting any financial documents, because we don't really have anything to submit for you,
Right.
I'm just going to send you an outline of a letter that your girlfriend should write. It's just going to say that you live with her and that she supports you, and that way they won't, because what they want to see is how does this person support themselves and where is the money coming from, or is there money we don't know about or things like that.
Right. I
So
understand that.
if
I
she just
understand.
signs it and you sign it that you live together and she's supporting you right now, that should be enough. Okay, could I send you a text with what to write?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text. Just write it out on a paper and send me a picture and I'll submit it. Okay,
Okay.
all right.
So, all right, You said write it out on a paper, like just like a.
Yeah, literally pen and paper, and just send me a picture.
Okay. Basically, of the two signatures, right?
Yeah, so you'll
Okay.
write out what I say to write. I'll say, a little outline like I, whatever her name is, Sydney lives with me, I support him, and you both sign it on the bottom. I'll write out exactly what it should say, and then you'll send it to me, and I'll submit it for you.
I appreciate it. She's here now. So, do that
Yeah.
part. All right.
So I'll
Okay.
send it right now.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be in touch.
All right. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
so much.
All right. Enjoy the day.